All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. Uh-huh. And it's time for the Insight Hour here on BBSRadio.com with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and the co-host, R.J. Hampton, also known as Reverend Roxy. I've got to do it tonight. I have a reason for introducing myself as R.J. And before we get started, I'm going to bring in the man because I'm just bubbling over, and I know there's so much that I know Dr. Len wants to talk to you about, so we might as well just do what we do. Give it up to the creator. Dr. Len, are you there?
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much, sister. R.J. Hampton, it's R.J. such a blessing to have you on the Inside Hour with me.
Thank you. You're going to be interviewing me tonight.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That sounds like a great thing. Sounds like you have a lot of very wonderful things happening on the political front on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yes, Dr. Len, so let's not say another word until we invocate, if that is a word.
Okay. All right, here we go. Giving it up to the boss or the hot sauce. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for giving us sustenance and uplifting us in every which way possible from this magnificent planet that you've given us, this jewel of a kingdom, manifesting on earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for the air and the food and the water and everything that sustains us and uplifts us in your divine, absolute loving heart. We praise you for having this opportunity to share this important information. Post-election week, we have a lot of news, interestingly enough, from the Big Island of Hawaii to bring forth, and we ask for a special blessing and anointing on Reverend Roxy and myself so that our words are your words, that our hearts are aligned with yours, that in essence we have the communication and intuition divine so that we can reflect your glory, your presence, your advice, your direction for all the folks that are blessing us tonight with their ears. We praise you for your giving your people ears to hear truths, and we praise you for the opportunity, the venue, to share it with them on BBS Radio. Thank you so much, and we praise you in Yeshua's blessed name, and in your name we absolutely give faith and trust. Amen. Give it on up. Amen. Heavenly Creator, thanks.
All right. That's it. Now, you know, Dr. Len, we won the election, right?
I know. What a nice thing. Let me give folks a little introduction, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Roxy is not only the Prime Minister for the Royal Bloodline of David, overseeing the most important, wise decisions of the Kingdom of Heaven in Hawaii, but also she has been heavily engaged with another sister who has been heavily engaged on the political front. Her name is Emily Neoli, and she is a native Hawaiian. She has the heart of the people in her heart, and she has the mind of Yeshua to direct her. She has the heart for Yeshua and the Creator in service to basically prescribe the upgrades to the Puna district of the Big Island of Hawaii. And this is not simply a local matter. It's a national matter because, you see, where we are, where the Kingdom of Heaven has now been placed by the Creator's direction, is literally a place where their worst genocide in North America has been suffered by the good native people there. And there's a lot of animosity towards whites, or what they call Howleys. And you see Reverend Roxy Hampton, who herself has known discrimination, and Dr. Len Horowitz, who has likewise known discrimination, has now come in collaboration and in partnership with a sister who is not only a sister in Christ, but literally in our beloved Heavenly Creator's domain of the Big Island of Hawaii, Puna District, where we are to see the unfoldment of the New Jerusalem for the Messianic Age. There's been a lot of prophesying, a lot of direction that we've received that we have not filled you in on thus far, because it's so much and so important that we'd like to get all of our ducks in line, we'd like to get all of our pieces in place before we share that information. But I can tell you for certain, Reverend Roxy Hampton is at the center of it, both politically and spiritually, on the Big Island of Hawaii. So it gives me great pleasure and joy tonight to interview my beloved sister for this hour of insight.
Thank you, Dr. Len. Thank you very much. What I'd like to tell everybody is that, yes, I do have some news, and it is big news. I worked a campaign. I worked it for God's sake, for our community's sake, And in doing so, I have secured myself a position in this here government. I am now the legislative aide for this wonderful woman, Emily Naole. We call her Auntie Emily. And so I have been learning my job, and tomorrow I go off to fill out paperwork, and then I will be working and helping Auntie Emily to do important work here on the Big Island, specifically in the Puna District. And it is going to be an incredible experience for me, as it will be for the community, for they come along with it. Our candidate, we ran her. She took no union money. She took no paper money. She wasn't backed by any papers. In fact, she had very little backing, but the community backed her. And with her aloha spirit and with her belief in the higher power, in the creator, and she had a victory, a very exciting race, Dr. Len. Gary Safark was ahead on two ballots, and Auntie Emily threw a party, and everybody was worried. We had people that went to bed thinking that she lost. But she had announced on November 3rd at the Obama rally, at the Democratic rally in Hilo, she got up there to a packed house, and she said, "I claim victory in the name of God." And Gary, her opponent, got up and said, "Well, I don't claim victory," you know, as if it was some kind of, she was being, puffed up, because she thought she was very confident that she was going to win. Well, it was an exciting race. She has won. She has picked me as her number one person. And now we can bring the issues. One of the issues that we're getting ready to talk about and pass is try to override the veto. I walk straight into an override of the veto on the GMO issue.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, and then there's other issues about solid waste and about where we're putting the water. You know, I pretty much tell people, if you're leaving Hawaii, take two people with you. You know what I mean? So it's a job. And as Prime Minister of your estate and of the royal bloodline of David, it all blends, and heaven has sent us a politician who believes in the Creator, believes in the Spirit, doesn't speak out of her own ego, but prays. And opens the Bible, and now I have her opening the Bible, and we just divine every morning. We just, like, it was Psalms, 62, which cautioned us to do everything in the name of God. And then today we had Proverbs. And so we are gleaning from these wonderful words our thought for the day kind of thing. And I know lots of people out there do that. So I'm just bubbling over. Ask me a question, I'll answer it. It's anything, you know. So with your age, yes.
All right. Well, I'm happy to. I think that's a wonderful thing. Let me just comment on it for a minute.
Okay.
You know, I pray to the Creator that the Creator blesses you completely, as well as your sister, Emily, Auntie Emily, to be absolutely the divine spirits, the guiding lights for the restoration of the kingdom of heaven, the restoration of the kingdom of Hawaii that is now coming into a collaboration with non-natives in a big, big way. And the unifying force is the spirit of divine, unlimited being. And that, I know, is a great blessing that you have to share, Reverend Roxy. I know you very, very well. And I don't think that there's anybody more capable and suited for that position as legislative aide, literally directing the ongoings. And I know that Emily needs somebody like you, and specifically you're the best suited to direct everything from the Godhead, as you call it. And that's the heart, from the spiritual center of true direction. And that it being administered in the political arena, I think, is a tremendous blessing. If I were to look in retrospect at Emily's first term, I think it was fraught with challenges because Emily didn't have the spiritual support that she needed in that very important position to be a powerful force. And I think with you by her side and helping to direct where things go, I think that it will be a very, very powerful administration. And look at what you'll have as a first opportunity to advance in the Puna area. In the county of Hawaii, the largest, by the way, folks, Puna district of the Big Island of Hawaii. First of all, the Big Island of Hawaii is the biggest island of Hawaii. And according to the data, the statistics and demographics, it is the fastest growing area in the island of all of Hawaii. They have projected the growth to be astronomical in this specific area of Hawaii. And so this county and this county position is extremely important. And look at what Reverend Roxy is going to be bringing with Sister and Auntie Emily, is this concept of the concert for the living water, to bring a whole spiritual presence and essence and transformation from the heart into not only the county and the Big Island, all of the state, but its entire beyond the nation to the whole world. And that's so important, because I think there's nobody better prepared to bring Aunt Emily and through her all of the other politicians and even the mainstream media in Hawaii to the understanding that what is happening is the fulfillment of the ancient Hawaiian prophecy. The kahunas prophesied that this island and this area would be the rebirthing for the entire planet. That is, that the umbilical cord stretching from the center of the cosmos, according to the ancient Hawaiian kahunas, is just above the earthly positioning of that universal umbilical cord is stationed right above the Puna district. And the flow of lava that is flowing down the side of this great mountain is literally flowing through the Puna district as a great burnt offering, as a great sacrifice to not simply the Pele, the goddess Pele, but to this whole understanding of how spirit and earth and fire and air and water come together in this incredible place, the most majestic pearl, the Island, the Isle of Is, the Isle of Being, the Hawaii, which in Hebrew means the Isle of Eve, the Garden of Eden, paradise, in the middle of the water. And so it's parting the waters that this magnificent gem is, and as you divide the water from the water with the frequency vibration of divinity, out comes a new reality, a new creative prosperity. And that is what my sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, and Auntie Emily Naoli are engaging on the Big Island. Thank you so much, sister.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Lynn. You know, I told you that we had Psalm 62, and I really wanted to, my first day on the job, we were in the office, and we just opened up, and it went to Psalm 62, and I thought I'd like to share with the listeners what was the instruction for me and Emily. For before I do that, I want to explain something to everybody out there. Auntie Emily is a target of the newspaper that is here, the Tribune Herald, Hawaiian Tribune Herald. And they didn't, I mean, it's not that they didn't go out to back her, but they're going out of their way to single her out. And it is important that we have other ways to support Auntie Emily. And so I'm so happy that you can eloquently speak, because I value your opinions and I value your praise and everything else, Dr. Len, when you say these things about my boss. Well, I only have one boss, that's God, but I have an official boss here in this, which is not the kingdom of heaven, but the government that we need to permeate and absorb into the infinite and get in, and let them get in tune with what, how much love can do, that the love will see us through, you know. And that I think is the big thing that we can bring. And with the live H2, oh my goodness. So when we turned and she didn't pick a page, she just opened up the book, and I told her to look at the first thing that she saw, not to wander, but to go. And she pointed to this passage, and I thought I'd share it, for it was for the director of music, a psalm of David. So there were three choir directors, I guess, in the temple. And this one was, I can't pronounce his name, I don't want to mess it up, but it's J-E-D-U-T-H-U-N, if you have a pronunciation. Jeduthun?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, it goes like this. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Selah. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Selah. Whew! When
beautiful.
We read that, when
boy,
we
is that real, that's exactly what happens to me when I open the Bible to get a lesson, and it's always perfect. That's such a perfect thing. You know, I would like to just touch on this issue of the newspapers being non-supportive to Emily, and I want everyone listening, and I ideally would like to see this archived, this program archived, so that the people, the good people of Hawaii, particularly the Puna District, and others can hear about what it is that Emily has done in her wisdom in selecting a prime minister, a legislative aide, and you to help direct us through the spirit of the Creator and revelation in the Bible. You know, the tuberculosis skin testing issues, I know folks on the Inside Hour have been aware that we have been engaged. Our ministry is the only ministry I'm aware of in the United States that's actually still funding an attorney to carry on litigation against the state of Hawaii. And on behalf of the demand that we advance for sovereignty and freedom from infectious diseases and the inoculations and intoxications of the blood, I want you to know that that newspaper that Reverend Roxy Hampton has mentioned that has not been supportive to Aunt Emily has also not been at all supportive to our position. They have done everything in their power to make people believe that tuberculosis skin testing and vaccination, as per the public health agenda, is the right thing to do. In other words, folks, they are heavily engaged in genocide, in the conduct of propaganda and mind control and population manipulation to the unfortunate exclusion of what is truth, what is love, what is health, what is absolute the right thing to do. So it is a blessing that Satan and his forces in the mainstream media on the Big Island have shied away and have tried to disparage our sister, Aunt Emily Naoli. I really feel that that's a vote of confidence, and that I have a suggestion and maybe even an inquiry for you, my beloved sister, Reverend Roxy. And that is, I am aware that you have successfully published various periodicals, little pamphlets and newsletters on the Big Island. And I was wondering whether, given that the mainstream media has been so derogatory to Aunt Emily, that you would then potentially counsel her to have that newspaper that we had thought that we would want to have to share the full measure of truth with the people that vitally, urgently need it.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you should say that because, you know, Brother Fine, I was talking to him and I was telling him what I was up against, and he suggested and was really thinking about wanting to back an alternative press, another paper that reports the good news of what we're doing in the district. To give people an example of what I'm talking about in terms of racial profiling, it's what's going on here. Is it feels like it to me, because okay, so you didn't back us in the election, and so what that you was for Suffolk, and everybody just kept on dogging us, and if you didn't have anything nice to say, you just kept printing the same old stuff that you thought would sway the voters. And we didn't have no union, like I said, we didn't have no any of that. Well, I was called by somebody, and they said that they were looking at the new Tribune Herald, Hawaii Tribune Herald, online edition. So they called my attention to go over to the site. So I went over to the site, and like every web page, there's things that you can push and things that you can hit and click and do. Well, they have a sample of the online edition that's starting up. They're going to start putting their paper online. You can subscribe and get the paper. So they have a sample. The sample that they chose is October 1st. So I click it to go over to the sample of the newspaper, and what I get is a headline where it takes it, Naoli threat can't be prosecuted for lack of evidence to date. So I'm looking at October 1st, 2008. We're in the middle of a general election, and the newspaper is using this one particular page to show the people as an example of what the online paper goes. And our name is right there up. They chose Naoli. It's in such big print. It's ridiculous. And it came out. And I know that this is the indication God gave me, people to talk to me and say, hey, you've got to counteract this. You've got to counteract it. Not with a suit, not with libel or racial profiling or any of that, or using the power of the press online to oppress people. I'm saying we've got to counteract it, and I am in a complete agreement with you, and if there's anybody out there listening that would like to help, this is something we can all do at home, but we've got to begin to connect. And to protect Auntie Emily here on the island is to protect this jewel, because they're trying to decimate it as they're trying. You know, we have had, Dr. Lynn, I'm sorry to say, two deaths, two beatings, two assaults that have resulted in the death of two people on the streets of Pahoa, right on Main Street itself.
When did that happen?
Just a week ago. A week ago on Halloween, they found him on November 1st, All Saints Day, behind the fire department. I know the man who died behind the fire department. That's how small of a community it is. And then another customer who was going to his car, a little drunk, you know, maybe he shouldn't have been driving anyhow, it's none to there, but he was knocked down, and then a whole group of kids come over and kicked him and beat him. This is what I walk into, and these are the first murders that we've had in our community in a long time in Pahoa. So as I see Arkansas, Stephen Inc. permeating and buying up all the papers, the Clintons buying up, you know, Arkansas in Hawaii, you know, telling us what we're going to do. I can see the kind of journalism we're up against. And Auntie Emily needs everybody's support. You all need to. I'm going to try and put up an AuntieEmily.com so you can watch me and her and see how we're pushing things through and what we're up against. And stay with us. That's the kind of security we're looking for. We don't need bodyguards. Lord have mercy, we don't need those. But we need everybody to be interested in this very unique county council as we go. You be my eyes for me, you know. Check in every now and then and Google us, you know, so you can keep up to date with Auntie Emily, Dr. Lynn, until you get here. But, yes, they, you know, they are just absolutely, you know, I am a blithering idiot today. I am so happy and so full of joy that I thought, since it's 7:26 over here on the Big Island, that it's time to identify ourselves and to do a little, let's try and increase the wealth, because we've got the health. So let's go on ahead, and this program is brought to you by Oxy Silver.
Oh,
and this
nice.
Is the answer to those and the solution to all of your health and needs. So why don't we do a little Oxy Silver stint,
sure.
And a little tetrahedron.
Yeah, you know, I just got a memo from Charles Malloy. On Thursday night, folks, there's going to be a conference call for OxySilver. And if you have not gotten information on OxySilver, you must go to OxySilver.com. That's OxySilver.com. You want to save some lives. You want to be prospered in all ways, even financially. Go to OxySilver.com and become a partner. Become an affiliate. We're actually giving out a $6,600 valued website and even more in web services free so that you can open up a dispensary for all the people who need to have protection against the current and coming plagues. All the infectious diseases have no place when you have a body full of OxySilver and the Holy Spirit. That's exactly how OxySilver works. In fact, that's another really fabulous discussion we're going to have one of these evenings, Reverend Roxy, is the advanced science is paving the way for us to decree how the Creator and the Holy Spirit works to do all the healing, and how actually water and simple silver, nanoparticle-sized silver bonded to that water molecule actually facilitates that Holy Spirit flow and the electrocution of all the pathogens. So any bacteria or viruses or fungi that are in your body that shouldn't be there, or that your immune system is having a hard time defeating, well, you have a little OxySilver, 1 teaspoon, maybe up to 3 teaspoons a day if you're trying to whack something like a cold or a flu. If you're trying to whack something even more intense like herpes or hepatitis B or C or AIDS, then you want to do about 2 teaspoons 6 times a day, 2 teaspoons 6 times a day, or even 3 teaspoons 6 times a day. And that's going to really whack those germs so that you now have your Holy Spirit-filled temple free to do what you're supposed to be doing, which is service to the great Creator. And so that's what OxySilver is. And you can, again, call this toll-free number. I mention it every Insight Hour. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. If you need some more information that your online connection can't give you, you can talk to a live body at 888-KO-GERMS. That's 888-KO-GERMS. Knock out germs with that number and with OxySilver. And so there's OxySilver.com. And then we thank also all the folks that have supported us over all these years on HealthyWorldStore.com, www.HealthyWorldStore.com. If you want to have any books, DVDs, CDs that I've produced for the last 25 years, you'll probably find it online at HealthyWorldStore.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for any of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, healthcare equipment. And we're coming on with new things all the time. There's now Primo Life. There's Zeolife, the most powerful of all detoxification aids for getting rid of heavy metals, for getting rid of chemical toxins that are building up or built up in your body. Free yourself from that, as well as the electromagnetic frequency radiations that you don't need to have causing a malvibration of your Holy Spirit-filled temple. You get rid of it with Zeolife. You can go to www.zeolife.net and learn more about that. There's Primo Life we've just come out with, Primo Life, PrimoLife.net. Learn about that, the most powerful, wonderful, rejuvenating formula. And so that's, in essence, what some of the things that we're advancing. We've got some many, many wonderful things happening. Reverend Roxy, I have to let you know also a little bit about update on Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water, which is scheduled for June 19th to the 21st, 2009, next summer solstice, the longest day of the year, the longest weekend of the year in terms of the light. We'll be shining globally on Live H2O on the Internet at livehto.org, www.livehto.org. And Christopher Chabot, who is ROC Entertainment Director from Hollywood, and his whole mission in life is to bring consciousness, awareness, love, joy, harmony, and health to Hollywood and Celebrityville. So the music industry as well as film. Christopher has been leading, and he has been doing some wonderful work organizing, bringing some very, very powerful players to bat for us with developing this concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, where we're going to create all of the waters around the world, especially this important location on the Big Island of Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific jewel of the ocean there, is going to be resonating, vibrating with 528 hertz frequency of love. In our voices, we're going to join each other and our Creator in bringing praise and glory to the frequency resonance of divinity to bless humanity maximally in the concert for the Living Water. And so you can go online and learn all about that. And then also, since problems are so unfortunately popular, so omnipresent, and we're not into problems, we're into solutions. You can look at a new website we posted last week called HealthyWorldSolutions.com. HealthyWorldSolutions.com. And I deal with some very, very beautiful issues on there. So one of those issues that we've been touching upon briefly tonight is racial and ethnic discrimination and this whole division of the people to conquer the flock by the global industrialists and the mind controllers and the propaganda media. The mainstream mind controllers have a desire to separate rich from poor, Hawaiian from Haole, gay from straight, Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, Democrat from Republican, elderly versus young, male versus female, as well as all sorts of other issues that I'm sure divide the people. You know, the reality is that we are one, and we're especially one in the perfect circle of sound. In the musical mathematical matrix of the kingdom of heaven, we are one. And so this is where we are now evolving, and we now have the technology of divinity to prosper us maximally. Prosperity in all ways means that we can recreate ourselves in the image of the Creator. We can recreate our planet in the image of what the Creator had in store for this jewel and gem of a planet to be sustainable and sustaining, to be optimally permaculturally sustaining. That means that the culture is one in which we till the soils, plant the seeds, and reap the harvest out of the fruit of our labor being so sweet, made so by the water, the air, and the Creator's frequency resonance of divinity, of love and joy. So that's where we're at with regard to where we need to go, and what we now have is the technology to get there. That's what those websites are all about. The understanding of Live H2O, what's behind the concert, the understanding of solving the pollution, solving the problem, advancing solutions to our problems, not focusing on the problems, but focusing on how we can get to literally manifest heaven on earth. That's where we're going. And that's where we need your help and sustaining support. So thank you, Reverend Roxy, for telling us to give us a little infomercial. Every dime that you spend, every dollar that you spend on HealthyWorldStore.com, buying books and health products, CDs, DVDs for education, all of it goes to sustain our efforts to bring peace to earth and basically this whole transformation to our new generation of spirit-filled beings, loving human beings who have the Creator in their hearts and are listening to that inner voice, that inner ear for divine direction, and then bringing it forth to fruition in the political and the social and the economic arenas. Reverend Roxy.
Yes, Dr. Litz. You know, I've been kind of moonlighting lately. I was on, I called in on Don Nikolaus' show last night and had a ball. We were talking about Obama, of course, because over there, you know, we get real political because, you know, it's evident footprints. But I shared with him, and I want to share with our Insight listeners, that there is a court case coming up real soon, two court cases that are coming up real soon. And one of them is right here in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And the other one is before the Supreme Court, and I thought maybe, are you up on what's getting ready to happen on November 18, 2008?
Well, let me guess. Does it have to do with something to the effect that Obama is not a native-born American citizen and actually legally incapable of assuming the presidency?
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, the Hawaii judge has a hearing, and Andy Martin is the plaintiff. It's a very real thing. This isn't a conspiracy theory or anything.
It was even on Fox News Network. I saw it.
So we know it's real. It's defendants in the case are Linda Lingle and this Dr. Fuquino.
Oh, man, what
November 18, 2008, but here's what I know.
Oh, man, Fuquino, folks, Fuquino is the director of public health for the state, and she is absolutely the most despicable satanic beast to be able to conduct genocide with a smile on her face and direct the public health officials into this whole poisoning of the population is abysmal. So what's her role in this whole thing?
Well, I guess because that's where the birth certificate, it's under their jurisdiction. She's
right.
You know? But the date is November 18, 2008. Does that ring a bell for you in history?
Give me it.
It's the anniversary, 30th anniversary of Jonestown.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Illuminati's have a sense of humor.
I like that one. That's a new one.
They have a real sense of humor. Now, what is happening in the news? We have a constitutional crisis, and so Philip J. Berg's lawsuit is going to be heard before the Supreme Court. Andy Martin's is going, they're going to produce the typewritten birth certificate of Barack Obama, and then I guess it'll be submitted for any forgery,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. North Carolina elections, the Attorney General in North Carolina is calling for a removal of him from the ballot. You have other states, six or seven states, that are calling for him to be removed from the ballot. Just for a moment, just let's all suppose that on the 18th, we find out that he is not eligible to be president of the United States. What do you think November 19th, 2008 is going to look like, Dr. Len?
Well,
for
give me your wisdom.
God.
What do you prophesy?
I prophesize, well, because people are nutritionally deficient with the right minerals to maintain grace and dignity, to understand that, again, we have been manipulated. If I believe that we are going to have what I call agent provocateurs who stand ready to incite the people to riot, that even if people are not rioting, they will be inspired to by the agent provocateurs who are set in all the cities to respond or react to this, if it is and comes out that he is not eligible. For what America doesn't understand about this case is it doesn't matter if he was born here. What this matters is he's ineligible because of what his mother has done to him. He took him off to a foreign country and registered him as an Indonesian citizen, and it had to do with the amount of years that she between her 16th birthday and her 21st birthday, which would have made her eligible. It is in that time that she lost her ability to pass her citizenship on to her son. Now, this is a technicality. A lot of people say, so what? Whatever. But when you look at it, it is a good, good law. There's a reason why we're not supposed to have naturalized citizens, only natural born. It's in the Constitution. We fear being assumed or absorbed by foreign entities. And this whole thing with Barack Obama, if it is true, and a lot of people out there are really starting to see that there's some kind of case here, they wouldn't be going through with it, you see what I'm saying, on both the Supreme Court level. And in the Supreme Court, the case was not thrown out because it lacked evidence. It was thrown out because the individual who was bringing it lacked standing. And so he went back and he got himself somebody to stand there and argue the case. And so that's going to happen on December 1st. The Electoral College doesn't meet until December 6th. So this is a drama that mainstream is now starting to pick up. It's starting to pick up steam, and soon it'll be over, you know, Joe Blow Network. And we're going to see some real serious civil war of thought, and that can be divisive. maybe not a bloodbath, but certainly everybody I talk to about it, they start seeing red when I start to talk about it. So the mind conditioning of taking away their savior, or even thinking that he might have something wrong with him, is that Superman Hegelian kind of a thing that we're getting ready to go into. You know what I'm saying? Back to you, Dr. Lynn.
You know, Reverend Roxy, it's funny. I rarely ever watch television.
Yeah.
You know, and last night I just kind of like, I just got this urge. My computer was down. I couldn't work. And I just sat down. And I started to go through things. And there really wasn't anything that I wanted to watch. I didn't want to watch even the news. And I hit South Park. And it happened to be a program of about what you're talking about, metaphorically as a cartoon. The story went that Barack Obama was elected, and there are all of these, like, real bozo, you know, Joe Sixpack characters that are partying out heavily over his election, and that the Republicans were all kind of like committing suicide and very down and out. And then the plot thickens when you realize that Barack Obama, as well as the Republicans, were engaged in a fraud from the very beginning as a distraction and a deception, as thieves stealing a great treasure underneath Washington. This was literally last night on South Park, and that how it plays in here is because I can't conceive of the fact, and I've been saying this for a long time, especially with Barack Obama running from Reverend Jeremiah Wright's declaration that HIV/AIDS is genocide, mentioning my book, Emerging Viruses, on national television, and having Barack Obama leave his minister confidant of 20 years and then basically running away from the issue of genocide to get elected. Well, the whole thing, and then you add Donna Nikoloff's, of course, thesis on what are the blood lineages and the financial lineages to Barack Obama and the Nazis and the neo-Nazis and the Bush administration and all of that information, and you realize that both Democrat and Republican are flip sides of the same corrupt coin, and that this whole concept of Obama winning instead of McCain is kind of like, okay, where is this leading us? Where is this really going to take place in a country that's neo-fascist, that is evolving a horrific economic agenda whereby poverty and the whole pestilence arena is being accelerated, and where you have now government officials pleading for people to stockpile. This was announced by a senator on television the other day. Elena came home from school. I mentioned this last week on the Inside Hour. My daughter came home from school having been lectured by a teacher who saw on television a U.S. senator telling people to stockpile antibiotics and all sorts of goods for the plagues that are about to strike and the bioterrorist attacks that are about to strike. Of course, this plays into what I had exposed in the documentary called In Lies We Trust. You can go to inliesweTrust.com and get more information about my last documentary film. But the bottom line is that I could not conceive of Barack Obama becoming president of the United States only because he is as corrupt as sin as everyone else is in the Republican camp, as well as the Democrats who have turned a blind eye to the fact that he's not capable legally of becoming president of the United States. The whole thing is a con, is a method of doing just like happened on South Park, when people realized they had been scammed at the very end. Basically, it was like riots. It was all sorts of problems and chaos. And that's what this whole political system is about. It's managed chaos. It's new ordinum, new order out of managed chaos. And that's on the dollar bill. Nova Ordo Seclorum, on the back of your U.S. dollar bill, essentially says it all, that it's a new order coming out of chaos that is being sought and is being affected. And it's nothing new. You create a problem, you create the solution. It's, you know, problem, reaction, solution, as David Icke puts it. It's really where this whole issue in this election of Obama being elected as president and now potentially being withdrawn will spark, as you're predicting here, very likely to spark, very reasonable for you to say that. There will be so many people so upset that they will take to the streets. They will riot because of the racial card being played here. And that is very consistent with all of the preparation, the preparedness, the virtual warnings, and the atrocious fascist manipulations of the political system and the statutory laws and the Patriot Act and all of the other manipulations and the eavesdropping legislation and the wiretapping that's coming about and the torture laws that are now affected and being enacted. Essentially, all of this is absolutely in line with what you're prophesying here.
Well, you know, it kind of goes along with that mythical, fictional CIA document that was found and they said was put out by the NSC, the King Alfred Plan. And it started in 1954. My whole research, when I started researching, and I read Don Nikoloff's article, and I was like, whoa, this has ramifications up and down if this is true. And then I, you know, he come out with this Three Stooges thing, and there was something in there that just tripped my synapses. You know what I look like, right, Dr. Lynn? And I have purple lips. I don't have pink lips. I don't have black lips. I have purple lips. And when I found out and started Googling and found out that purple lips are a Southeast Asian trait, I said, wow. I looked in the mirror and I said, you know, I have a lot of the genetic kind of makeup of Barack Obama. And I know that I'm maybe tri-racial, maybe even four different races combined, but I do have an Asian flavor to me. I've got the manifold slits, the almond-shaped eyes. I started thinking about these things, and I started thinking about what would it serve the purpose. I said in the archives that I believe that they threw the election purposefully and brilliantly. They couldn't have run a worse campaign than Republicans. And I think that they knew they were going to assume the White House by default. Now, what the sheeple and the bozos, you might say, they need to understand, he's the president-elect, but he doesn't get elected until the Electoral College and all of the states post their, and there is nothing that says that if he is, that they can't go the other way. So this November 18th, 30th anniversary of Jonestown is significant in terms of what it might be that there to create a widespread event that will create a continuing civil disturbance in America that would then give them a reason to clamp down on everybody or to use some of those nasty little things that they've been dying to use on large groups and mass demonstrations. With the Patriot Act being in place the way it is, we are they're going to use that Patriot Act to make sure that we don't hit the streets, marches, like in you see in South American countries. This is why it's important that we tell everybody, if this should be so, and that you should, and you know, you'll be going on with your day November 18th, we're kind of like 6 hours behind the East Coast. Okay, so everybody's going to be holding their breath on this day. And you can almost tell when it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because the court case will be heard, and it will spread from the west to the east, the news. And that is, and then it's right around nightfall when that happens. So if it doesn't happen, it just doesn't happen. Maybe because we don't want it to happen and we have the power. But there is a plan, and you can see it. And they threw this election and the Electoral College.
You know, that's what was on South Park last night, too.
Yeah.
But the Republicans threw the election purposefully.
Yeah.
And it does.
Brilliant.
Of course,
planned it for
brilliantly.
Them.
Of course.
You know?
Absolutely. The whole thing is such a con. It's a total scam.
So I hope whatever forgery or real document they're going to show us will be enough to allay this man who is bringing the case and satisfy the lawyer who is bringing the case so he's found. See, I don't know, Dr. Len, what I want. I want God to come down here and put us all in our place.
Well, that's what's happening.
You know,
unfortunately, you know, I've said this 15 years ago was when I first started to say this, that what the government wants you to do is pick up guns and go out in the street and start shooting. They want you to do that. You know, and I am in favor of guns. I think every American should have a gun. I believe that, and I've never been what I would consider a conservative, politically conservative person. I've always been far more liberal in my heart. But I can tell you one thing. I think everyone deserves to own a gun, learn how to shoot it, learn how to use it for not just self-defense, but in the sense of our constitutional right and obligation to protect our communities, our families, our states and nations from bizarre manipulations. And that's what we're witnessing here. This whole thing is a bizarre manipulation of the population, pharmaceutically first, intoxicated through the public health arena. Everybody's burnt out. If you understood how fluoride works, if you understood how chlorination works, this whole, the halides literally wreak havoc with your ability to have this really clear clarity of mind, this spiritual capability to have a full 95% of your brain that they say is not operating. There's a reason for it not operating, because you're being poisoned. And now you add all of the aspartame, and you add all the chemicals in the foods and in the water, in the air that people are breathing, and you realize that the population is intoxicated to the point of psycho derangement, psycho-emotional derangement. People are burnt out. They're drugged out maximally at this point. And so that's exactly like Jonestown. Those people were drugged out. That's exactly, if you study the truth about what happened in Haight-Ashbury with Charles Manson, and you understand Charlie Manson was a CIA operative, and that you understand this was a social experiment, and you understand CIA were in the family of Manson observing every single day from two doors away at Haight-Ashbury. That's your stomping grounds, Reverend Roxy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, that this was this whole thing, this helter-skelter that Manson put out on the mainstream media was specifically targeted against the whole society by presenting an image of somebody as totally loony, but with drugs, you begin to model the behavior. The people who are drugged out take the leadership from a Charlie Manson type of figure, and they go out and they kill, and they do all sorts of weird things. I don't think it's far-fetched at all, the thesis that you're advancing, and I've been thinking about it, that it seems to me that something major has to come about that is going to counter the spiritual renaissance that is coming on really strongly. Of course it will lose, but unfortunately, there's so many unconscious, drugged-out people that are going to go to their grave.
Well, we got 1 minute left, and I want to tell you that next week is November 18th, and Insight Hour will be on the air, God willing, and the web is up. And on top of that, I am a guest on Evident Footprint, and I'm going to put my foot in my mouth here. by saying that we are not going to hang up the phone. We're going to, I would like to you to join us on that auspicious occasion. We're going to be discussing the 30th anniversary of Jonestown, the decision that will be made over here in Hawaii. It should be an excellent night for us to talk about the medical research, about redevelopment, and the dissolution of a powerful people, i.e., the Americans. And what I want to, just one more thing about this Obama thing that I want to share, 1 minute. I wanted to let you know that every time we mention Africa, I want all of those bleeding heart liberals and everybody that voted for him to understand that the tribe he came from was on the shores of Lake Victoria, and that that is part of the Sudan region where you stretch out where the genocide is happening from AIDS and from war. So I never hear this man talk about how he's going to put an end. He's going off to Pakistan, but I want him to go back home where he claims he come from, his father's country, and clean it up. Help us. Help them. But that's not going to happen. So I got the last word this time. It's 7:58. We are out of time. I love you, Dr. Len. Say
love you, Reverend Roxy. Thanks for joining us, folks. Next week, 9 o'clock Pacific on the Inside Hour. Stay tuned to Evident Footprints with our dear brother. Please stay tuned to Don Nikoloff's Evident Footprints coming up on BBSRadio.com. Talk to you next week again. Bye for now.